Charlie, I'm actually trying to reach a Dennis McLug, Dennis
Yes,
Emmett, this
sir.
number.
I've got him here.
Oh, please, can I speak with him?
Yes.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, Mr. Dennis. My name is Ethan with Australian Scapes. You are the president of the Redcliffe Peninsula Probus Club, is that correct?
I am, but I finished actually in the role now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
That's all right.
yes, Mr. Dennis, we just have an idea for you, for your club that will guarantee you up to 40 to 60% of your members' trip away. My name is Ethan with Australian Scapes, and currently we're setting up Provis Travel Club to give their members much more accessible and affordable trip option. This is actually recognized by the head office. You can also verify the information with Monica from marketing. By any chance, would you happen to have received our introduction email, Mr. Dennis?
No, I haven't. I personally haven't, unless it went to my secretary, but she would have passed it on if it went to my secretary.
Oh, okay. Well, my purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save your money off your future trips, and we'll then send you some information to show others at your branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes, not unless you have questions. I understand that you have an election coming up. We just wanted to get an idea from your point of view about your club's travel plans. Would that be okay?
Yeah, well, I've actually I'm out of the role now. A new president has taken over. He's not. He's out at a meeting today. I could give you his email address if you like, and you could have a talk to him. Would you like to do that?
I would definitely like to do that, but if you have the time, we would also love to get a point of view from your experience with the club. That way, it'll be much better if I contact him and I could pick up from there. Would you mind?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. All right. What would you like to know?
Well, I just want to mention we're all about affordability and simplicity, Mr. Dennis. The idea, as I mentioned, is to save you up to 40 to 60% of your way trips and day tours. The members are actually paying way too much, and we have done a few comparison with Trade Travel, just as one of their trip is listed for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Hervey Bay, charging around $4,800 per person. I mean, $4,800 per couple, and we can actually do the similar trip for $800 per person. Similar experience, all top quality. Ours is much more independent and affordable style of travel. Dennis, if you don't mind, can I go ahead and record this call for training purpose as well?
Oh, yeah, okay then. All right then. Okay. Yes, that's
Well,
fine.
thank you so much. This will be a service style question, so I'll be try to be very quick with it. When you consider going as a group, Mr. Dennis, are your members who are more interested in doing affordable short range trips, say 3 to 5 nights within a few hours of drive, or likely to go on a longer trip, 10 days or more, or just a day trip?
Mainly day trips because of our age of our club. Our club is relatively old members, whereas other clubs might have a little bit younger bracket. See, our average age is in the mid to high 70s overall average age. So we do some trips away of 3 nights or 2 nights or something like that. Yeah, but our club hasn't done overseas trips. It's not since I've been in with them anyhow, but there are other clubs, or there's another club on the peninsula here that does do overseas trips. That's the Redcliffe City Mix Club. That's another Provost club on the peninsula here. There's about three clubs on the peninsula here, and it does overseas trips from time to time. And at times they call upon other clubs if they want to go with them, and that happens sometimes, sometimes no.
Oh, okay. Well, we would like just looking at this year, Mr. Dennis, do your club already have trips planned out for this year? Do you know?
They have got some, yeah. In fact, they're just putting a calendar together now, for the whole year, and they've put down proposed outings, day outings, and longer, 2 or 3 nights away. But they've got to get an expression of interest first to see if people are interested, and also the costs and that all have to be considered.
Definitely.
So that is, but the calendar that's been put together is I propose, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to always happen, you know, but you've got to have something planned for the year, that's for sure.
Oh, so it's mostly in like towards planning process, not booked yet.
Yeah, the planning has been done, but there's nothing being done as far
as
organising trips away. We have a committee meeting once a month. In fact, we only had one this last Tuesday. And there's a new committee is putting together a proposal for the coming 2020 / 2021. It goes into March of next year. So we do, you know, the Probus year works from officially, you might say, from March to March, March of 1 year into the March of the following year.
Well,
the Probus year.
Okay. Well, Mr. Dennis, approximately how many members do usually travel or like getting away occasionally?
Well, we try to, because of bus commitments and the cost of a bus or coach, if you, we try to get at least 20, if it's possible, if not, hopefully more, you know, but at least 20 people out of our club membership is around, say, 70 to 75. You know, fluctuates depending on people coming and going, you might say. But, but, you know, around 20 or maybe a few more, it depends, yeah.
Well, you mentioned that the club is already in a planning process for the trips for this year. Do you have any destinations picked up for those places? Can you name a few?
Well, I haven't personally. We have a subcommittee that's been putting that together, and I haven't actually been given that. The new committee and the new president are putting that together. All our members will get a copy of that in the very near future. But it's still, you know, things can be changed, that's for sure. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean...
No, right.
If it's...
I would just like to...
Go on.
I just wanted to see if there are any places that... currently your members are interested in or planning to visit. Do you have any places in mind for the club members or just for you in general?
They've been trying to do, you know, like just, you know, they go to places, you know, like Stanthorpe, or they might go to the Gold Coast and stay a few nights there, or Stanthorpe, you know, although they've had water problems and that, but all go up the North Sunshine Coast or a bit further up, up towards... you know, Rockhampton or something like that, possibly, you know, in the future, you know. But it's been more local, you might say, rather than, anything further than that, you know.
Oh, okay. And for those, for the trips that are planned, are you guys getting quotes for those trips or just talking to numbers, just getting numbers in?
First of all, we get an expression of interest to see if how many people would possibly be interested in going, and if you know, we get a reasonable number. Any of those trips away are coach trips predominantly. Yes, we use a coach
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Dennis, would you be open to considering a proposal from us if for those trips we could save you anywhere between the 40 to 60% of the travels?
Well, yeah, look, it wouldn't hurt to, you know, if you send some information through to us and they can then consider it, you know, because they're still doing planning at the moment. Yes, so I can give you an email address if you want to send it to an email address.
I will go ahead and do that. But I just have a few questions before we complete the survey. This will actually help me get a better idea regarding your club.
Yep.
Well, some of the ideas that we have for your club members are that might interest in the future. These are including short trip, self-guided trips via bus or train transportation with great value accommodation, anywhere between 3 to 7 nights, day tours, or at least one or group dinners will be provided. This type of trips can be done anywhere from 40 to 60%, less than trade travel, saving a lot of money, and this is much more independent style of trip. So in your opinion, with the experience with the club, do you feel that some of the members might be interested in doing smaller trips if they were much more affordable in the future?
I think they would be. I think there'd be an interest there because Costs come into play, particularly,
right.
Our club, as you know, are retired people, and some are financially quite well off, but some are not as well off, and obviously they look at any savings they can make, as you could appreciate, you know. Yeah.
Totally understand. We definitely could save you from 40 to 60% of any of that domestic or international travel. Well, what places have your members or anyone shown interest in visiting in the future? Can you name one or two places?
They've just been mainly close around the proximity of Brisbane, you might say, meaning, you know, it might be 100-odd kilometres up to Toowoomba or up towards the north coast area or northern New South Wales. But it depends because once you go further afield, obviously costs start to get up a bit, and that's why we consider try and keep it down a bit, the cost, therefore have shorter trips or trips that are close by so therefore you're not up for a huge cost.
Mostly around Brisbane.
Sorry?
So the trips would be mostly around Brisbane area.
Well, yeah, Brisbane area generally, but I do know that other clubs I've been to many meetings, and I know other clubs go further afield. I think they're one of the clubs that I just saw on the list. We get the emails here going, say, to Canberra, for instance, for the Flowers that's coming up in the near future. I noticed the Redcliffe City Mix Club is going down there. I'm not sure when they have it down there, but and that particular club does a few overseas travels too from time to time.
Oh, all right. Mr. Dennis, can you name one or two destinations that you have visited in the past that you won't mind returning in the future?
They were happy with a Stanthorpe trip that we did last year.
Okay.
We did a and it helped the economy there because, you know, so many of us went there, used the accommodation and, you know, and moved around. There's been trips further just north of Brisbane here up to, say, the Sunshine Coast and areas up that way, even in the hinterland of the Gold Coast or hinterland of the Sunshine Coast, areas out like that.
All right. Well, Mr. Dennis, our research with Probus in regarding planning indicates the importance of really knowing what the members want. With your experience with the club, how do you usually go about on what finding out what members are interested in doing? Is it through questionnaire, discussing in a meeting?
Initially it's raised by, we have a team, we call a tours team. Part of the committee, and it's discussed at a committee meeting initially. Proposals are put to a committee. Some of the tour groups, people in charge of the tour group would put proposals there, and then it would be the committee would say, "Yeah, well, it's a good idea. We'll announce it and put it out in one of our bulletins and see what interest we get from the members."
Oh, okay.
And we have a meeting, overall meeting once a month. Our club has a general meeting for all our members, and things are discussed there. And also we have a bulletin, as we call it, that goes out monthly too to all our members, either by email or hard copy, depends on if they have computers. Most people have computers, but there's a few that don't still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Dennis, you mentioned about your travel team. Working out travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours and others like more flexible and independent. Well, have you or the members ever done a professional email survey of members to find out what type of trips are interested in doing, travel style, budget, and so on?
The indications are they like to get a coach if that's the case and make sure it's got a reasonable amount of room in it because, you know, obviously some people have disability, not so much a disability, but You know, they might have some ailments, and therefore they need a bit more room. And some of them have aids when they're travelling. You know, it might be a walker, or you know, they have, some of them have walking sticks from time to time. You know, it depends. You know, but they require you know, a little bit more room, and usually,
Oh, okay. So, well, Mr. Dennis, just wanted to point this out. Doing an email survey is an extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. The adventures to you and your members is actually is an easy way to get an accurate input and to help you plan the trips. The real value is, of course, it's a lot less time consuming. And then they're generally done anonymously. The survey is approved by you in advance and you send it. We just collect the response and generate a report for you. We don't actually see any names or any personal information. In your opinion, would you feel that an email survey might be advantage to you and to your member?
Well, it probably would be. We've never done it like that before, but you'd have to be discussed by the committee first to see if they'd be happy with something like that. Because I'm not on the committee anymore. Okay, I'm just finishing now. Oh. But it had to be put to the committee to say if they would be satisfied with that happening. I can't see a reason why it wouldn't be, but you know, as long as personal information, you know, that's the thing that they're very conscious of, you know, is personal information being, you know, goes around, and then they start to get unsolicited information all the time, and they, you know, obviously some of them don't like that. You know, you've got to be careful about those things.
Definitely, yeah. You're right about that. Yeah. Well, Mr. Dennis, from your point of view and with your experience with the club, from what you already know of what your member want in regarding of travel, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following affordability on a scale of 1 to 10? I believe that will be very high for your club members and as you as well.
Yeah, it would be high. Yes, it would be high. Yeah, affordability is a thing that they consider, you know. As I said earlier, some people are financially comfortable, you might say.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that are you know, retired and then on fixed incomes, obviously from superannuation or whatever. So therefore, they, you know, watch their dollars a little bit. But affordability is a big consideration for sure, yeah. And comfort of travel, that's important too.
Value for money, getting your money worth for the trip.
Yeah, that's right. Value for money for sure, yes, most definitely,
okay.
Yeah.
Are there any factors that comes in mind that is important to you or your members? You mentioned accessibility, comfort, and are there anything else that comes in mind?
No, it's just an all-inclusive price is good to, you know, like some of the coach tours that we do, it's incorporated with the price. You know, they supply the morning tea or morning coffee break. You know, they might have it on the coaches, or you know, go to a venue and it's all included. And sometimes lunches are included. But that's all built into a price, obviously. And if people see value in that, they, you know, they're happy with that. They are interested, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, Mr. Dennis, some club have one or more committee members who usually look after the travel. You mentioned you have
we have a team. There's a committee, you know, like the usual thing, you know, the president and the vice president, all those. And then you have different people delegated to be responsible for various areas, and we have two or three people that are responsible for tours, and they investigate and check around to find out what might be suitable for our members, and then put the proposal to the committee, and then the committee takes it further and they say, okay, well, let's find out if we can get members interested in going to on a certain excursion or trip or whatever it might be, you know. Yeah.
Well, I have on the record, it shows that Pat Morris still the travel coordinator for the club. Would you happen to know?
No, that Pat is not in our club. We don't have a person by that person's name. That might be one of the other clubs. That could be the. I haven't got the list of the other club's members, so I can't answer that.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
I'll go ahead and update them.
Pat Moritz. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you said Morris. Yeah. No, she's stepped down. We have another lady now, and she's... but Pat was the... she's still assisting, you might say, her husband and herself assisting the new person in the role now. Yes.
Oh, okay. Right. By any chance, would you happen to know the new member that is on their role for travel arrangements?
No. You have Pat Maritz's email address,
yeah.
Still, have you? You would have. If you send information to her, if you have whatever you have, that will be passed on. There's no problem with that.
Oh, okay.
There's no concern there, because whatever goes through there, she'll just send it on to her email address. That's what's happening now at the moment. That's why we're doing this transition at the moment.
I know it's a busy time of the month for your clubs. Well, organizing travel plan, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task, as you already know with your experience. Well, in your opinion, Mr. Dennis, what do you feel your travel organizers need to help you or your club with the most? Communicating with members, proposal for different travel destination, learning about what members want, or everything in general that will help you with the trip?
Yeah, any information we can get in it, you know, prices and what's involved and what you get for your money, yes, it would be advantageous for sure, yes. It would help a lot,
Mr. Dennis, if this is the last question, I would definitely like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members. Are you personally anywhere between 40 to 60% of any domestic and international travel, making it a lot more affordable? I know that Provost has been dealing with trade travel for years. And would you be, or your club members would be more open to maybe talking to other companies such as us if we can help save you anywhere between 40 to 60% of future trips?
I think they would, yes. I mean, sure, the Provost organization has had quite a connection with with the other company, but I think anything that they can save them money, I'm sure they would be interested. Yes, definitely.
Mr. Dennis, if you don't mind sharing your email, I would definitely like to send you some information over the email. Would you mind?
You got my email address, have you? You got mine there?
I have. This is what I have on the system: TRISHRON@optusnet.com.au.
That's not mine. That might be
First Ron.
Who's what name have you got to that one? That's not mine. That's not mine.
This is I have on the system. If you don't mind, if you could share your email, I'll definitely like to send you the information for you to look at personally, if you see any benefit.
Okay, well, you can send it to my email if you like. Yeah, okay. Dmegalokonomos, I'll spell it. It's all lowercase. Dmegalo. Con, N for Nelly, O, M for Mick, OS, at
hotmail.com. Let me verify this. It's Dmegato. O-C-
no, M-E-G-A-L-O.
A-L-O. T-O-N-O-M-O.
No, C-O-N. C for cat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
C-O-N.
M-O-S.
C-O-N-O-M-O-S.
O-M-O-S. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
O-M-O-S at hotmail.com.
That's it. Yeah. Dmegalokonomos. @hotmail.com. Yeah, that's it. That's my email address,
Mr. Dennis, I would definitely like to send you an email regarding the proposal of upcoming trips.
If you send it to me, and I'll have a look at it, and I'll pass it on. I pass it on to the new president, and but you can obviously send it to Pat Maritz's also, because she's still with the transition at the moment with a new person responsible for that area. They're communicating all the time. Yep.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Mr. Dennis. Thank you for your time. This actually helps complete our survey questions.
Yep.
I just want to point this out. We're actually the first and the biggest travel club in Australia, and we're currently giving Provost Club a special 2-year free trial, so you can access the discount and try us out, because it does shop around. And this is actually quite a significant step for Provis because it means you're getting free access to wholesale travel, pricing, and wide ranges of options. These are much more lower than what your members used to paying. I'd definitely like to thank you once more, Mr. Dennis, and we'll go ahead and send you an email briefly, and if you don't mind, maybe we'll do a follow-up call in the future.
Yes, okay, that's fine, not a problem. Yep, that'll be fine, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dennis, I appreciate your time. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too, bye.
Bye-bye.